All of you here, I trust that you've had a good time in the Lord in the house of God already. We certainly did over in the teen zone. We'll be in Psalms 93, Psalms chapter 93. Psalms chapter number 93. Don't forget to be in prayer for those that are sick and in the hospital. We have two children now, two infants that we know of, Warner's child and the Corn's child, and Nick, you, right now, so be in prayer for both of those. And, of course, I'm sure they've already been mentioned, but Indy as well. And Zach is the, those helping around with the other little kids that you're not used to having them around. It can be a heavy load. So be in prayer for those that are helping care for Zach and India's children as well. This Sunday, don't forget to have your gifts in. Is it this Sunday? The gifts for the angel tree. Don't forget to get those in. Cantata practice, 4:30, right by the gym. We'll move it up, 4:30, need everybody there for that. Think drum that's going to actually meet, the play guys are going to meet at 1:30 and stay all day. So be in prayer for those. They'll be laboring from 1:30 on. And then Sunday night we're going to move the monthly business meeting up from Wednesday, because next Wednesday is the final presentation of the year for the Discovery Kids. I think that's the 12th. Is that right? 12th. I'll be in prayer for that, that they'll do well as we go to the end of the year. And if you haven't passed out any invitation to the cantatas, they're there. Make them useful and get them out to folks. Like Brother Jim said, maybe they will not come to a normal church service, but maybe they'll come to this. They don't know it will be a church service. They think different, just how folks are. So be in prayer about that. Make sure you get the word out. Be faithful to practice. Psalms 93. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. During this time of the year, if you're not careful, you can allow the cares of the season to overwhelm you. You can allow financial decisions to overwhelm you during this time. My mother-in-law, bless her heart, her husband and her got a divorce when she was in her 50s. She had to go back to school to learn a trade to be able to support herself. At night, she'd go to school at the local junior college there. And eventually, she became an LPN so she could provide for herself. But I know my mother-in-law, when this time of the season came around, financially speaking, it worried her because she didn't have the security of her husband's finances there. And so it really got at her. The other day, the other morning, I was up, turned on to see the weather, and the lady that was doing the weather, she wasn't the normal one that was doing it. It was another guy normally does it, but it was a woman this time. And they asked her, when they passed it off to her, what are you going to do for his Christmas shopping? It was right before Black Friday. And she said, oh, I told my family earlier this year that all the gifts they're going to get are going to be homemade craft items that I've done myself personally. And she, that's what she, and I was like, wow, that's pretty amazing that she would think that way. That's not normal. I'm sure that the advertisers around was probably calling the editor, hey, you need to shut her up right now because we're trying to get this thing moving. But, you know, this time of the season, it will get at you. There's an old hymn that we sing sometimes called Blessed Assurance. It says, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. The Lord reigneth, he's clothed with majesty. Just a foretaste of glory divine. You know, this world and this season, it can make us lose sight of the season. This is all about Jesus. This is all about Christ coming to this world at the fullness of time, that he would be born of a virgin and live a sinless life and die on the cross of Calvary, rise again, that you and I might have eternal life. Listen, I love this season. I really do. I told my wife the other day, I probably already told this, sometimes I'm getting to the age, I don't remember if I told it or didn't tell it, so I'm going to tell it again. She said, you need to go get I told Sister Donna standing out there, that's where I told it, about the microwave. The church microwave burnt up, and so we need to get another one. So I went to get it. I said, hon, I don't want to go to Walmart this time of year. You know I get these decorations. They're there. And I don't think I can do it. She said, oh, yeah, I think you can do it. I said, I really don't think I can. And lo and behold, I come back with three more. I told her I didn't think I could. But I love the season. My kids have been after me. Other folks have asked me. You know, what do you want? Honestly, there is absolutely nothing that I want or need or have to have. I just love the season because it's a tenderness of time that people are open to Christ. Paul said it best in the New Testament. If Christ is preaching contention, he's okay with it. He's okay. That's what Paul said. And so I don't get all mad and upset. I used to. I used to get all upset and mad. I ain't going to shop here. I ain't going to shop there. You know, because they're going to they put Xmas up or Happy Holidays or whatever. And I got to thinking about that. I don't shop in them places throughout the year anyway. So why am I going to get mad at them for not doing it? But it's going to cause somebody to think. And that's what Paul said. Even in contention, even if strife, even if it's in heresy almost, long as Christ is lifted up. As long as Christ is lifted up. And so that's what I want to be important to you this season. I've already had some conversation with folks. They're overwhelmed right now with what they're going to do and how they're going to do it and what they're. You know, here's an idea. My grandfather-in-law, he went down to the dollar store and he bought a 12-pack of socks and he opened it up and you got one pair out of that and that was a gift. And I'll tell you, it wasn't because he was not hurting for money. He had it. He had worked all his life, had money, and had land and all that. He just, it wasn't about a gift. The gift was the Christ child. Now the gift is, salvation through Jesus Christ. And so don't let this season overwhelm you. Don't let your hope to grow dim because you can't go to some store and go yourself into debt so much that you're still paying it off this year. I read an article this. There's 28% of folks that bought Christmas gifts last year are still paying for them right now, Brother Jim. When we allow ourselves to get caught up in that, dear friend, we forget the Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. He is clothed with majesty. Don't allow. So I'm going to take this psalm. This is a wonderful psalm. If you look at it, you study through it, you go there and you know it, and see what it says. When did the Lord begin His reign? Well, you know, when did it all happen? Look at verse 1. The Lord reigneth, He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with the strength wherewith He is girded Himself. The world also established that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. Dear friend, there was no beginning from the God that we serve. There was the He is and has been and always will be, you know. And I'm just thankful. Go to Hebrews chapter number 1 real quick. Hold yourself there for verse 93. But hold yourself, go travel over there to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 1. And listen to what it says there in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 8. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8. This is what the Bible says. But unto the Son He saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of Thy kingdom. The Lord reigneth forever and ever. Listen, Christmas has been coming around for a long, 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 long time, dear friend, and we can't allow ourselves to get caught up in the hour of despair because we don't we think we don't have you know, to do far as giving and getting for folks, dear friend. God hasn't just all of a sudden woke up and said, "Yo, man, alive! You know they're fixing to have Christmas down there, you know, around the world. Maybe I should relinquish my throne because I got some children that are disturbed and overwhelmed about what they're going to do for somebody else, and they're troubled about a gift for this one, a gift for that one, and you know, they maybe have some expectations placed upon them by family and children. God help us, you know." If you can, dear friend, do what you can for them, you know, but, you know, do what you can within means. You don't have to just, don't go yourself into, do they even do layaway anymore? Praise God for it. I think that is even interest free. I mean, go do some layaway. Start that thing back in September if you have to. You know, go pick them out, something, do it there, whatever. But God didn't just all say, "Well, they're having Christmas, you know." I think, Gabriel, I'm going to just give up the throne. No, He reigns forever and forever. Listen, we're talking about the Lord reigneth forever. And this, in the dark side, forget Christmas, dear friend. I'm going to tell you, it's some dark times around the world. I mean, it is a dark, dark time. But we're just learning about respect tonight. In the youth zone there together. And, you know, that's something that we've lost out on is respect for one another. Amen. Respect for human life. And it didn't just happen, dear friend. It's been going on a long, long time. It's just manifesting itself more and more right now. The Lord is still on His throne. He still sits upon it. He observes and He determines, dear friend, according to the intentions of His will, what's going to happen day or night and season to season. It's going to happen according to Him. Think about it with me for a minute. The book of Revelation was written in a very difficult time. You think Christians were being trampled upon and placed in jail and put in exile. John the Revelator there was put in, on the Isle of Patmos to be left just to die. I mean, he was just left out there just in a rugged old place. Dear friend, but in Revelation chapter 4, what does he see in his vision? In a most difficult hour, he sees God. He sees the Lamb sitting upon his throne. Revelation chapter 4, verse 2 and 3. You can go look at it. Matter of fact, he says, I see him, and he says, a sardis stone. I mean, in beauty. That's how John saw him. I'm telling you, it was pretty rough for John. And I believe, if I got my history right, I think they tried to boil John, didn't they, before they put him out, John? I mean, he didn't even boil good. I may be wrong on that one. I think that if I read the Martyr's Mirror right, that's what they said about John. Didn't boil good. So, you know, he's like an old green, one of those Georgia peanuts had been left in the ground too long. You couldn't even boil it and get it soft. So he said, forget this. Let's put him out on an aisle. And what did he see? God on his throne. So it says, and the Lord reigneth. He's clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength. You know what? Let me say this. Never cease to doubt God's eternal rule in this world. Never cease to doubt. I mean, don't worry about that. No matter how dark the hour, listen. He is not going to be removed from his throne by no one. But may I say this to you? He will not rule from the throne of our hearts unless we yield ourselves as instruments of righteousness. And that's a big difference, dear friend. See, whether or not you and I yield, it ain't changing what God is and who He is. He reigns forevermore. He reigns forevermore. And He has strength. You know, the Bible says there in Psalm 93, verse 1, there in the second half part of that says, the Lord is clothed with strength. Look at verse 4. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. This is the testimony of the psalmist about the strength of our Lord. So you and I, dear friend, we need to grab a hold of Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Why? Because look at the testimony here. He's mighty. He is stronger than the mighty waves of the sea. How many of you living here? I never knew what a rip current was. Never in my life. I keep hearing about these guys talking about, don't get caught in the rip current. Don't get caught in the rip current. If you get caught in the rip current, swims a certain way. I don't like the ocean, so I don't even listen to them. I'm not going in past my calf. I even go to the ocean. It's too hot over there. One time my wife talked to me to go in over here at Cocoa Beach or Melbourne. I don't even know where it was at. That's how important it was to me. I'm sitting out there in the middle of that white sand, Brother Jim. Got my big old umbrella, and I'm sitting there trying to my blankets or kind of keep the heat off. And she says, I forgot something in the van. Will you go get it? Without thinking, I took off. With no flip-flops on, no shoes on, no nothing. And before I knew it, I got 25 feet out there, and I was burning my feet or scalded. In any case, what are you going to do? Go back or go forward? I mean, it's just how it is. So I don't even like to listen. They talk about the rip currents. I'm talking about a God, dear friend, that if a tsunami decided to come up over there on Cocoa by itself, God would stop it if He wanted to. And if He decides to send the ocean up on land, He will send the ocean up on land. And that's what it's talking about. And we need to grab a hold of the fact that Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So the Lord reigneth, the Lord's strength. I mean, it's all there as far as to enjoy. I think about the man over in Mark chapter number 9, around verse number 22, 23, somewhere around in there. He was having troubles with his son. And then the Lord said, listen, all things are possible if you only believe. And he said, Lord, I believe. But help thou my unbelief. Well, Pastor, why are we going through a psalm like this? Because of listen, some of you are struggling during this time. We're fixing to roll over into 2019 unless the rapture happens. And listen, the world is going to keep going and things are going to keep happening there. But we don't have to take pity upon ourselves because we're here. We are told to occupy till He comes. Oh, I'm tired. Yeah, but don't be weary in well-doing. Keep your eyes upon the God of heaven who reigns forever, who has the strength, dear friend, the might, more mightier than the waves of the sea. Let me say this. With God, it is not a matter if He can. It's not a matter if He can. The matter is, the whole thing is this. Is it His will? Because He can. Can God? Oh yes, God can. He can. He is well able to help us in any area. Well, why don't we just give me some good examples? All right, let's go over to Matthew chapter 3 real quick. Let's look at some verses in the Bible to show us what God says. What He can do. Matthew chapter 3. And let's look at verse number 9. Now this is what the testimony of God is right here. What's going on here? John the Baptist. Remember, let's just back up to verse 1 so we understand what's in context here. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the waters of Judea and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of the one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and of leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him to Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptizing him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Verse 7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, He already knows they're thinking. John's called on to them. We have Abraham to our father. Well, we're mighty. I mean, Abraham is our father. I mean, we're a father Abraham. What did John say? For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up a children unto Abraham. This is the power of God. This is the testimony of John the Baptist, who was sent, a man sent from God, to make way to straighten the path of the Lord, so the Lord could come upon the scene and do the things that were prepared from old, to bring redemption to forth. And John said, don't tell me about being the children of Abraham, because the God I serve, these very stones, if He desires, He can change them and raise up, children of Abraham. This is the God that we serve. We're talking about the God who John must have read some Genesis and there says, listen, if He can take some dirt, form man, breathe into his nostrils some breath of life and make man, these stones don't mean nothing. We got to get back to being Bible people of the Bible. Alright, let's go on. Let's look at another one. What time is it? Oh, I got 7 minutes. Let's go. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We're talking about the strength of the Lord. Lord, I believe, and help thou my unbelief. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Look at verse 13. He is able to always provide. Always. is able to guard. He's able to keep. 1 Corinthians 10:13, the Bible says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as common to man. Uh-oh. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above all that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. So God is faithful. 2 Timothy chapter number 1. Verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. For the which cause I also suffered these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able, not can he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. All right, Hebrews chapter number 2. Hebrews chapter number 2. And verse number 18. Hebrews chapter number 2. And verse 18. The Bible says, for in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Amen. Go back to Ephesians. I missed one. Go back to Ephesians chapter 3 real quick. And we'll wrap this up tonight. Pick this back up next Wednesday. Ephesians chapter 3. And verse number 20. Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 20. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all ages, world without end. Amen. These are testimonies that are written down verses in the Bible by the Holy Spirit of God to help us to understand something, dear friend. That when it says that his might is mightier than the sea, he gives us these verses in the New Testament to help us New Testament believers to understand, dear friend, that we can do all things through Christ. But we can't do it on our own. We can't do it on our own might, our own strength, and our own power. You'll end up down there at Walmart bringing back three more decorations if you try to do it in your own power. I tried to tell her. She wouldn't listen. I came back and they blowed up back there right now. They sure are. I had a llama and a giraffe and a wiener dog. What they got to do with Christmas, I have no earthly idea. But it looked good on the package. And my granddaughter loves it, and my grandson loves it. And the rest of the kids thinking, why wasn't he like this whenever I was at home? I got three more to get gone, and they're going to see. I liably invade the church property with Christmas decorations. Let's stand to our feet, and we'll finish this next week. The Lord's